You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Several subcommittees are meeting and working on ideas to improve the streetcar experience for riders. They met Monday at City Hall to discuss issues like track blockages, real-time arrival sign information, and marketing. Assistant City Manager John Jewick says there are usually about two track blockages per day.
The city manager has given the direction to parking enforcement of the city to increase the number of citations written for people found to be blocking the path of the streetcar, and we have seen an increase in the last 3 weeks in citations, although parking enforcement says, you know, the vast majority of those have been in the area around Findlay Market and Rheingeist.
Another group is working on ideas to speed up the streetcar through the city. This includes reviewing 8 so-called close call points, or areas where the streetcar operators have to be careful about colliding with other vehicles or pedestrians. John Harmon is a member of the group working on keeping the vehicles on time. He says they presented information on close call points to city traffic engineers.
Goes out, looks at these with TransDevon sort of folks and says, what can we do, either implement the actual recommendations that the safety committee put together or working together, tweak them, find other ways to improve safety at these 8 specific locations, which again could then move the route forward.
By the fall, the Sensi Easy Ride app will allow people to buy tickets and track the streetcar in real time. Right now, that requires separate apps. Meanwhile, there was also discussion about launching a trolley-type vehicle to create an east-west connector in downtown to get people to streetcar stops. The connector would run along 5th and 6th Streets between Elm and Broadway. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.